Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,668. Bruce Barnhart and Eileen Barnhart seek a variance to reduce the side yard, rear yard, and front yard setbacks. Section 115-185F, 115-183C, and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Lagoon Lane, approximately 202 feet south of Bay Haven Street. The 911 address is 37730 Lagoon Lane, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map district is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 131. Staff notes they are specifically asking for a 2.5-foot variance for the side and a 0.5-foot variance for the rear. The deck has been removed, so they do not need the other two variances that were requested. Again, the deck was on the front and the side has been removed. Need the two variances for the 2.5-foot variance on the side and the 0.5-foot variance on the rear. We received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
That includes the porch, Ms. Cornwell?
That does include the porch, yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. So
thank
again, you. It's just the first two.
Correct.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eileen Barnhart, 37730 Lagoon Lane, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening,
sir. I'm Nane Robinson. I represent the Barnharts with respect to the variance application. The property is located at 37730 Lagoon Lane, which is in Rogers Haven in Ocean View. The property was purchased by the Barnharts on July 25th of this year. A survey done just prior to settlement indicated that there were setback encroachments, specifically the garage on the rear of the property is 4.5 feet from the rear property line and 2.5 feet from the side property line. So we are seeking variances with respect to both of those, a 0.5 feet for the rear and a 2.5 foot variance for the side. The property is unique in that the lot is very small. It's about 50 foot wide and 106 feet deep. So there's just not a whole lot of room for improvements on the property. The garage has been in its current location for many years. I believe it was built in 1991. If the variance was not granted, the Barnhart's would be forced to destroy a portion of the garage to come into compliance, which would be expensive and, of course, burdensome. The property cannot otherwise be developed. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that the Barnhart's cannot maintain the garage in its current location without the variance. The issue was not created by the applicant. It was, like I said, it was built in 1991, I believe, and they just purchased the property this year in July. Variance will not alter the character of the community. It has been in its current location, like I said, for many years. During that time, it has not been out of character in the community and has not impaired the use of adjacent properties. If the variance is granted, it will not alter the character of the community and will not impair use of neighboring properties. And they're seeking the variance, or the minimum variance, that will allow them to keep the garage in its current location. I believe that's it. Is there anything you want to add? Okay, was everything I stated accurate?
Yes.
All right, we'll start with Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Rickard?
What did you say, the garage, how long has the garage been there?
I believe it was built in 1991, so about 25 years.
1991, okay. You've inherited the violation, right?
Apparently, yes.
Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
How are you? Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,668. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for granting a variance. The irregular. Do you know the lot shape?
Yes.
Okay. The lot shape, of course, is 50 by, I believe, 100, isn't it? Something like that?
50 by 106.
106. Yeah. Okay. That's a unique lot, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty certainly hasn't been created by the applicant. It was there since 1991. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation that was issued.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Ritter, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,668. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Miller?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ritter?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,668 is approved.
Thank you. Yes. Have a good night.
Thank you. Next